This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Information to make your day better, your understanding of what's going on in the world depends on listening to this program. I hope you realize that. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is back from a day at the beach, literally and figuratively, here on the DJB Experience. So we are working on the trending stories. There are always more to choose from than we could possibly handle. Jennifer, what have you chosen to begin this hour?
Well, this story is kind of interesting. It's involving a former Nazi labor camp guard who's been living in the United States for decades. Have you heard about this?
No.
No. So people knew about him. He was a labor camp guard, at Nazi. He's been finally deported to Germany.
The guy from Cleveland?
No, he's from New York, actually. But he's finally been deported to Germany after years of diplomatic wrangling going back and forth. This was announced by the White House on Tuesday. He worked as a guard at a labor camp in Poland. Germany occupied Poland at the time and had been living out his post-war years in Queens, New York. He's 95. He was born in what was then Poland and now Ukraine and immigrated to the U.S. in 1949, becoming a citizen in 1957. The former Nazi guard lied to U.S. immigration officials about his role in World War II, saying he worked on a farm and in a factory, according to a White House statement. In 2001, he admitted to the U.S. Department of Justice that he had, in fact, trained and worked in a labor camp in 1943. Around 6,000 Jewish prisoners at that camp were shot to death, the one that he worked at, in one of the single largest massacres of the Holocaust, according to the White House statement. This is just a really interesting story. It goes through his whole history about how he's really been having to fight for his citizenship back and forth. In 2003, his citizenship was revoked. A federal judge then ordered that he be deported, but none of the European countries in which he could have been sent would actually take him. It was believed that he would live out his last years kind of in this apartment building, in this duplex that he lived in Queens. But now, according to Jeff Sessions, he praised the work of the Justice Department's best-known Nazi hunter, Eli Rosenbaum, and his team in successfully removing the 68th Nazi from the United States. So, kind of interesting. A lot of ramifications, a lot of historical stuff here.
I'm assuming he has a family. He is married with a family?
It doesn't mention that he has a family. I don't know. I would imagine that's probably the case, but I don't know.
Boy, this is a weird one, right? You can, on one hand, I've been following some of the, loosely following some of the cases that are still happening over in Europe, where there was one guy who was 96 who just got sentenced to actually go to prison. And even though his lawyer said, well, he's 96, you know, he's not going to make it. And they said, too bad, so sad, you're going to jail. And so, to have somebody who's 95 living over here, he really shouldn't be an exception for his role in that. But, wow, to be, although I guess it was false pretenses that he was even given citizenship, right. So, wow.
And it's been going on forever. There's really been a back and forth.
Still, these guys, some of them are still around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Wiesenthal Center is all about, it was created basically to hunt down, find these people that still existed and put them on trial and prosecute them for the crimes. And it still is active because there are still these people around. And then you look around at this movie that I saw over the weekend, Black Klansman, I don't know why I feel like I have to bridge this. I don't like Spike Lee, never have. I don't like his arrogant attitude. I think he's a kind of a jerk. But there's a message in this movie that he's produced that is very poignant and very, I don't know if necessary is the right word, but I think it's an important film for people to see because it does depict way too much of the kinds of things that have gone on. I guess since time began, there have always been prejudices, and you'd like to think that we would be smart enough to get beyond them, but we aren't. And maybe even smart isn't the right word. I don't know what the right word is. Get over yourself. There's no such thing as the supreme being, the supreme, well, the supreme being, yes, but supreme race. We're all here together. And I think that's part of it, putting the supreme being and the supreme, the thought of a supreme race together. That's part of the lesson to be learned here. If we don't understand what life is about, I think it's very, well, life is sweet and simple and can be wonderful. It's always wonderful because there are experiences to be had. But I think that this power that's greater than we are has, for whatever the reason, tried to figure out how for people to live together. Why are there different colors and races and languages and countries and stuff on this planet? What's it all about? Is there a far deeper lesson here that goes through eternity and goes, you know, into other worlds? It can be very deep. But pretty simplistic, the other side of it is, why do you not like somebody because of the color of their skin or their religion or their age or their weight or what they do for a living or what political party they're in? Why do you not like them? Because they're not like you? Is that it? Is that the only reason you don't like them?
I think it must be fear of the unknown. Right. I think people just have that. If it's out of your comfort zone, and a lot of people, some people find comfort in new experiences, and other people just, if it's not something that they're used to and that they're, you know, that they're familiar with, they just can't tolerate it. I don't know.
I actually blame social media.
In part.
And I blame. Well,
it's been a problem long before that, but it did.
Well, it certainly hasn't fixed it. I think people are so polarized right now that it's either your team or my team, and I think I just know that when my grandparents were alive, there was a whole list of things that they would have never dreamed talking about over dinner conversation. They would have never gone to a friend's house and engaged in a conversation about religion or about politics. In fact, there's several sayings, you know, things that you avoid when you're out in polite mixed company. But I think with social media now, everybody's been empowered to be a critic. Everybody can be a food critic. They can be a travel critic. They can be a movie critic. They can be a political pundit. And they've provided this platform where they think everybody cares what they have to say, and so it's either my way or the highway, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I just don't like that way of thinking, because while I have very strong political views, like I think we all do, if I didn't have, I wouldn't have any friends if I didn't associate with people who didn't talk to me politically. It's like my whole social circle doesn't agree with me politically. And I think there's something to be said for that. Because how else do you learn or have a conversation with somebody if there's not some disagreement? It's not about patting each other on the back all the time.
Well said. Some more people in the news after these words.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive. Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the question of the day for some of you: are Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder married? Wow. They're promoting their upcoming...
What year is
upcoming,
it again?
1992, in
yeah,
fact.
Okay.
So this is kind of interesting. They're promoting their upcoming romantic comedy, Destination Wedding. Winona Ryder revealed that she's not entirely sure that they didn't have a real wedding back in 92 while they were filming Bram Stoker's Dracula. Ryder said, "We actually got married in Dracula. I swear to God, I think we're married in real life." In that scene, Francis Ford Coppola used a real Romanian priest. And she added, quote, "We shot the master and he did the whole thing, so I think we are really actually married." This has been all over social media. They've been kidding each
yeah.
other as they've been promoting this thing. So what happens? And under the circumstances, is it just another promotion? Or if they are married, what does that, how do you figure
well, the,
that out?
Well, the movie that they're doing now, their wedding, their disgruntled wedding guests, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think the topic of weddings came up. But
yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola apparently also believes that they're married.
Really?
But don't you have to, yeah, because he said it was a real priest and the real ceremony, and they went through and they said all the vows. So he said in the, I guess, Greek Orthodox Church, he mm-hmm. believes that they actually did get married.
Wow. And how many times they've been married to other people? In the interim,
Keanu's never been married.
Hasn't he?
Mm-mm.
What about...
That's questionable.
It is? Questionable. What's
questionable?
I didn't
know he had never been married. I'm surprised.
Is there a question about his sexuality?
No, oh, yeah, there has been for years.
There has been.
Oh, really?
But, yeah,
oh.
I just wonder what...
And what about hers? All I remember about her is she got caught shoplifting someplace.
I don't think she ever got married. Was she? I know she was with Johnny Depp for a really long time, and then... I don't really know who she was with after
right
that.
She should go back to them. They're both so weird.
All right. Here's a wonderful story about Celeste Ayala, who is all over social media. Yesterday, 110,000 people shared a picture of her. She was breastfeeding a malnourished baby. She was on duty in a children's hospital, and so she took it upon herself to breastfeed this baby, and it's just kind of a neat thing. It's a caring moment. It's a sweet moment. It's not anything that may not happen every day someplace, but the fact that it was recorded in picture form, and it's just the sweet look on her face, and I just thought it was sweet. So I make mention of it because I think these are the kinds of things that we ought to mention more often than we do. So sweetness is her, I would say. Celeste Ayala. at 21 after the hour. This is the Sweet and Lovely DJV Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Oh, 23 after the hour. Neat old song from my moldy oldie, goody goldie rack of wrinkled records. The DJV Show, Jennifer, Victoria, and I celebrating Celia Cruz. Forever Celia, new exhibition about this cruise set to open in the American Museum in Miami. The American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora. I don't know what that is. What's that? What does that mean? Anybody know?
Diaspora? I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what that word means.
Why? Doesn't that just mean like culture? Diaspora? Like the culture of different
Cuban
places?
Cuban culture?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Could be.
And
everywhere has
so
a diaspora.
Smart.
Yeah. Is it really?
I'm pretty sure. I took a lot of anthropology classes. I think that's right.
Executor of the Celia Cruz estate says this is the first time the public will be able to see all of Celia's things in one place. A previous large-scale Cruz exhibit was curated by the Smithsonian. When Cruz passed away in 2003, Omar Pardillo, who became Cruz's manager when he was in his 20s, took custody of her 200-plus dresses and shoes and wigs and awards and photos and all that stuff going back to Cuba, her childhood there, and personal items, including her first passport and the plane ticket that took her to Kinshasa. And what was then Zaire, to perform with the Fania All-Stars. That was back in 74. The collection also includes copies of the albums that she recorded all through her career, as well as personal mementos she amassed on her world travels. I must say that she has escaped my roundhouse. If I did know who she was, I have forgotten who she was. Does anybody know more about Celia Cruz?
Well, I just know that I know who she is, but yeah. That might just be because in New York, like, people pay attention to her.
Yes.
And when, so,
called her
the
salsa queen, right?
Yeah.
She
Jennifer Lopez is a huge Celia Cruz fan and did a massive tribute to her. I think it was at the Billboard Music Awards.
Really?
2 years ago, or maybe last year, and she opened the show with it, and it was the whole thing that was a big deal. So,
would she be considered the Ella Fitzgerald of that kind of music, maybe? that caliber and that league?
Yeah, I guess I feel like Amelia, what's her name? Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. Gloria Estefan often cites Celia Cruz as her inspiration.
Really?
So, yeah, there's, I think in the Latin music world, she was just kind of like the Aretha Franklin of the Latin music world.
Got it. Okay. All right, moving on to other musical information. Appleseed Records have a 21st anniversary album out that features unreleased cover songs by The Boss, Tom Morello, Donovan, Tim Robbins. Massive compilation celebrating the 21st anniversary of protest music. That's what Appleseed Records are, a protest label. Appleseed's 21st anniversary, Roots and Branches, has Springsteen's take on We Shall Overcome, as well as his rendition of the Pete Seeger folk song by a Hammer. Is that what this is here? Is this? This is Springsteen?
No, this is Pete Seeger.
This is Pete Seeger doing the original. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Tom Morello contributes his version of AC/DC's Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. While Donovan covers Joan Baez's Wild Mountain Thyme. I don't know that song.
Is that thyme?
Maybe.
Thyme, like
thyme
the
is
herb?
Herb, yeah, herb, right, yeah. Exactly. All right, so there are 57 songs in this compilation. Songs previously released. Archival recordings by Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Roger McGuinn, who was with the Turtles, Judy Collins. Appleseed also shared three exclusive recordings from the upcoming compilation, including Tom Russell's rendition of Springsteen's Across the Border, which Russell recorded on the border of Mexico and New Mexico. The late Jesse Winchester's
Pro-Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro-Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro-Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down 6 websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giants saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its board of directors. That institute's president is blaming the attack on Russians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin himself.
At a candlelight vigil in Colorado, the father of a murdered pregnant mother of two says,
keep the prayers coming for our family.
Suspect Chris Watts now claims to police he killed Shannon Watts after she killed their two young daughters. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The action here at 34 after the hour on the DJV show. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V Victoria, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria's job, should she decide to accept it, is to bring us up to date with a trending story.
Well, this is
like
a delicious.
Mission Impossible. Dun, 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 dun,
well,
dun.
Then I have a delicious answer for this one. This is all about the Girl Scouts and their brand new cookie. It's coming in 2019. It's the first time that they've added a new cookie since the S'mores cookie joined the family. And they say cookie lovers will have a new option to add to their orders of Thin Mints and Samoas, which are the two most popular. Caramel chocolate chip cookies. That is
yum.
The new flavor.
Sounds
and that
good.
Starts, yeah, that starts January 2nd, which is the official start of the Girl Scout cookie selling season, and it will be available in select areas across the country. It is a chewy cookie made with caramel, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and has a hint of sea salt in every bite.
It's so very on trend right now with sea salt, caramel, chocolate. It's
also salt in our. I bought some chocolates the other day. Had salt in them. I don't think I really like them. I'd rather have.
The salt sets off the sweet, and the sweet sets off the salt, and it's just good.
Yeah. So they say the cookie is also gluten-free, which is on trend with their millennial buyers. Yep. This is the second gluten-free option that they have after Toffee-tastic. And the Girl Scouts are continuing into 2019. They've been selling cookies since 1917.
Wow. Very cool. All right. That brings me around to thinking about when you hear stories about Girl Scout cookies, you think about going back to school, being in school. There are a lot of school districts that are opening up this week. Many more opening next week. Back to school usually takes place before Labor Day or right around Labor Day now. There's a district in Colorado that is going to transition from a 5-day school week to a 4-day school week starting this month. This is Brighton Bay School District 27J announcing the 4-day week. They say it will entice quality teachers, allow for the allocation of resources to items more critical to the district's primary purpose. The superintendent said, quote, "We're confident it's going to attract teachers and keep them." I don't understand why 4-day work weeks unless you are looking to get a job the other 3 days. "I haven't had a teacher say this was a horrible idea," says the superintendent, Chris Fiedler. Other hopes for the 4-day week, that it will recognize and create time to support teacher development and preparedness. Huh? What? Create a school calendar.
The teachers are going to have an extra day to grade papers curriculum and that sort of thing.
That's bunk. I was a teacher for 4.5 years. And there was plenty of time. I listened to all these people complain about not getting paid enough. Hey, listen, it's like being a football player. You know what you're into.
Oh,
when you sign up for being a teacher, you know what the deal is. So if you don't like the pay, then don't become a teacher.
I can't believe I'm going to start arguing with you about this one. This seems a little out of character. But look, my mom was teaching. Yeah. She was an English teacher at the high school level. And when she would give assignments, it's 250 papers to grade. It's a lot of extra work, especially in the way the school systems are, at least in Los Angeles, where there's just not a lot of support and you're having to buy your own materials because the school district is failing and you have to come up with your own ways of teaching. I don't necessarily love or endorse a 4-day school week, but I think it does talk about a greater issue here, which is that teachers do get a lot of work. There is a lot of work. Now, do we shy away from it? No, they know what they're getting into. But I think to downplay it and say it's like being a football player, you know what you're getting, it's still a lot of work.
I'm not suggesting, I'm suggesting a couple of things. We have facilities that we pay for as taxpayers that are not used 2.5 months of the year in the summertime. Take one more day away. How many days in school are there? What's the point of having a public school system? Unless it is for, it then becomes all about the workers and not about the people being served. There are children, we know what the stats are in Los Angeles, Jennifer, and you know what they are elsewhere, where you're lucky to get 2/3 of the kids that have gotten to the age of 16 to stay in school because there's no challenge. There's no reason. They're not getting anything out of it. And part of it comes from the influence, I guess, of social media and what you can get there. Isn't it up to, if we're going to have a public school system, and I'm not even sure that I support the public school system anymore, even though I was a participant in it, I'm not sure that it's doing the job. We have lots of people.
Well, it's not doing the job right now.
Focused on unions, and it's just, you know, the whole business has become like everything else in government, too big, out of control, unwieldy, and so everybody's going off on their own. It's just the child care services and meals in Framingham. In two of the schools in Framingham, you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What do you need to go home for? Might as well sleep in school. And that's a recognition of the changing social structure and fiber of our country. No question about it. Which comes first, though? The changing fiber in us we're creating a way to serve a need. But is school supposed to be for learning, or is it a social service agency? And how are the two morphing into one? There are a lot of great things that are done, a lot of great school districts in this country, but there also is this reality that we're becoming, government is becoming our mother. And it just is, there's a bigger picture here, it seems to me, because, and maybe this isn't recognized either, I think it's time for us to really, really, really stop putting our finger in the dike. There are a lot of things that have, we address them a little at a time, especially if it's public stuff. We don't like to make big changes. But the world is changing, and it's being affected by all of the things that go on, what children and adults are connecting to and with in social media. So at this point, it seems to me, I don't know what the solution is. I just know we ought to be studying the classroom situation, the school situation. We're going to spend $84 million in Framingham on a new middle school. $84 million. And the biggest fight over what to do and why it costs so much money is the cafeteria, the auditorium, audiovisual things in each classroom, and what the athletic department is going to have for land. That's the fuss. Meanwhile, the town next to us, Natick, Massachusetts, building a junior high school for as many people, and it's only going to cost them $50 million. So there's a $30 million deal here, and nobody can explain what the $30 million is for, unless you really look at it and you see all these ancillary things. I'm, because maybe of my background, I don't know, I taught English and speech for 4 years in a middle school, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, and enjoyed it tremendously. The kids grumbled because there was always something they had to be doing. There was never a moment to breathe. Did we have fun in class? Yeah, we had fun. But it wasn't, school for me at that point wasn't about fun. It was about, learning something. But we have these new places of study that are being built, these, and there's no more, and I'm not, I don't want to sound like some old curmudgeon, there's no more books. You get everything you need. Everybody's supposed to have, the school system in our district provides every child with an iPad. Every child at every level has an iPad. They belong to the district. If you lose them, you have to pay for them. But in the first round,
a lot of schools have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's no such thing as a book.
Well, that's not true. There are.
In my district, there is. No, in our district, in school here, they don't have any books.
With the iPad.
They don't buy books anymore. It's all on the iPad.
But are you complaining about that?
I think there's a reality to touching and feeling and looking at a book and understanding The Catcher in the Rye wasn't something on a flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just a cultural historical thing and I need to bump out of the way.
Yeah, but more than that, we've been talking about all the blue light that's affecting kids.
Yeah.
It's affecting everybody. You can go blind by the time you're 15, 60 years old.
Yeah.
So, why are we putting this on our young kids? Are we going to make them all make sure that they wear computer glasses?
Yeah.
If I had a kid who was going to be on an iPad all day long, there's no way he or she wouldn't be wearing computer glasses to protect their eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm in favor of a book for that reason.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
just
a good
from
thought.
A health
that's
perspective.
That's a very good thought, because I hadn't thought about it that way, Victoria. I just think that studying, I'm going back to the premise of a 4-day week, and what are the kids going to do with the other 3 days?
Well, that's what I think is going to be the issue here, why this probably ultimately won't work, is that, especially at the high school level, you're going to have kids with way too much time on their hands,
yeah,
I think.
Right. Yeah.
I don't actually hate this for elementary school kids, because I think that they actually might do well with a situation like that, but that's with really hands-on parenting. So
two-person income families now, so that's going to be more for childcare, and like you said, Jen, supervision is a problem, or will be.
There is the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is basically the go-to resource for parents on screen time guidelines, has just come out, just realizing, I'm just Googling this now, and now listen to the language and what we're talking about flies in the face of the conversation in a manner of speaking, but they're just dealing with the blue light. this is something that hasn't been. So the policies that have been put in forth, I remember on town meeting floor in Framingham, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago when this came up and we had to vote $1 million to buy iPads for everybody. Nobody thought about all this stuff. It's kind of like drugs that aren't really tested. You don't really know what you're in for until you're way down the road. So the screen time that one has, there are a lot of people who are saying what I just said, the guidelines for the amount of time to spend in front of the screen. And you know as well as I do, you're not really supervising. So what are the kids really doing when they're on the screen? Are they doing their homework? Or, you know, with the book, you got no place else to go. It's the book. When you're sitting in front of a screen, there are all kinds of things you can do just by pressing a button and go to this game site or go to that Instagram account or whatever it is. It just is. I think there are a lot of things that need to be thought through here. You mentioned something about what children, Jennifer, are doing with their time. I noticed it was interesting. Youth unemployment this summer at a 52-year low. Number of young people looking for jobs is also low. 9.2% of people ages 16 to 24 were unable to find a summer job. The number of young people participating in the labor force, meaning that they were working or looking for work, also low, about 60%, compared to a little over 77% back in 1989. I find it interesting the number of people who are looking for work and how hard it is to find people. That just because they aren't looking or don't want to work doesn't mean that they aren't capable of working. So I think these numbers are facetious, frankly. It's 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not theirs. Their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? We can answer yes to that any number of times here on the radio. Dr. Jack Stockwell, a Nooka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, is with us as a regular part of involving us in our own health and well-being. I think it's very interesting to note how important food is. Hello, you are what you eat. That's an old expression. It's kind of corny, but it's true. Ask, what would your body be if you didn't put certain foods into it? And we spend a lot of our lives trying to lose some of that, where the ingredients in the food. One of the things, Jack, that I find interesting is this craze, this natural food craze. And so as a result of that, there are some ingredients for foods that are very profitable. One of them is vanilla beans. Madagascar grows 80% of the world's vanilla beans, and last year's cyclone there hit the supply hard, so vanilla is much more expensive, 50% higher this year than it was last year. How much do we use vanilla? You'd be surprised how much vanilla is used, not just in vanilla ice cream, that's what we think of, but vanilla is used as a flavoring for lots of different
And it's a base. It's a base that...
But it's not chemical. It's natural.
Right.
And a lot of these companies are trying to get away from chemical sweeteners, and that's why vanilla has become a paramount product to be used.
Yeah, and it has a lot of trace minerals in it. Mm-hmm. And as you know, and it's a very small portion of a food mix because it's so the flavor is so strong. They don't have to use a whole lot, but there is trace minerals and enzymes that are coming through in that product because it came from Mother Nature.
Well, and it's that, the same. They talk about the coffee bean, the cocoa bean. It's the same thing. It's basically just different flavor, but that's what it is. Same
well, yeah, to a, I would agree to a large extent. You know, as long as you know how when you consume the stuff, you have some idea of how it's been processed. Now, most people don't even worry about that because that was never an issue in their mind to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But how it's processed is extremely important. And especially dealing with coffee, since it's probably the universal beverage next to water. Mm. And as long as you can get a good, well-known, well-established organic coffee, there's plenty of research to show that it, you know, a cup, maybe two cups a day is actually beneficial for you.
Good for you.
But processed coffees is different.
Good for you. Mediterranean diet is a focus for people trying to figure out what diet. Everybody asks that question, what about diets and losing weight and that sort of thing? You have put together, I'm not sure how in my time with you eating when we have meals together, whether you stick to this or not, maybe it's a turn for all of us. Think about what Jack is about to say.
You know, you and I have had many meals together, and the idea isn't that we have a life of privation of the things that we want. The idea is that
don't talk about that hot dog that you had at the airport.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Don't talk about that. Yeah, we won't talk about that. The bun was worse than the hot dog.
Yes.
But the idea is that you have a standard basis of getting into your body every day what it needs for basic nutrition and trying to eat, select the best possible foods that you can on a regular basis so that when you want that banana cream pie, when you want that bowl of ice cream, when you want that candy bar, when you want that can of soft drink every now and then, it's not going to have the deleterious effect that having that stuff every single day is will have upon you. We're not interested in you know, wiping out all of the aspects of delicious food in our lives. It's just making sure you have a good basis so that when you do those things, it's not going to be harmful.
Yep. All right, so it's a very important thing to understand the difference between, like, olive oil is a very important part of Mediterranean diet. There's some stuff floating around today about coconut oil. It may not be as good for you. Olive oil has never had any controversy. Apparently, coconut oil is somewhat controversial, and I'm not sure.
Again, it's how it's processed. Again, it's how it's processed. But coconut oil is the most saturated fat on the planet, which is blown way out of proportion. We have podcasts on this that saturated fat is a very necessary part of the diet. Just make sure you get a good source of it, and coconut oil is. You can overdo it like anything else.
Okay, so the podcast Jack's talking about is at ForbiddenDoctor.com. One of the ways to talk about diets and stuff, lose weight, is with a product called Calitrin. Calitrin is not about a diet. It's about what you put into your body. Collagen starts to decline in your 30s. Calitrin's been around for about 30 years, helping people support the need for more protein. Collagen is your body's number one source of protein. Get that into your body. It pushes out the fat and helps to help you produce more muscle. So lose that weight with Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for 10%.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.